Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
The Rise Guys Morning Show. The Rise Guys.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hi, Vi.
Headlines brought to us by Gosling Electric. We begin with this. Wow. Most Americans think they're above average at this. And wow. You may not agree.
Driving.
I will change mine to masturbating. If I could.
He's awful at it.
I mean, it's like, well, it looks spastic when you do it.
Does it work for you? Because if it doesn't, you're doing it all wrong. And
well, that's what I say when I'm doing it, I'm trying to talk myself into getting in.
Because if you can't pleasure yourself, you've got a problem.
Is this working for you? All right, man.
Jeez.
You almost finished. It's my turn now.
I will almost bet money it's not masturbating.
You heard right, stud.
I will go with dealing with hysterectomies.
Oh, can I change mine? Wiping side to side.
Like you're scratching a record.
I don't think hysterectomies.
God, that was a great
when
answer.
Is it called hysterectomy first off, guys?
It's his.
It's not his. We have stories. Y'all have erectomies.
Female problems, Matthew.
Yeah.
Never all right. Less. So
that's not the answer, though, is it?
No, it's a little bit vaguer than that. Well, so
French kissing a kangaroo.
Nailed it. So there's a study that found that more than 70% of Americans believe that they are above average or far above average.
Incest.
In trustworthiness, loyalty, and honesty.
Oh, that sucks. I was looking for a fun answer.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know why you chose to do this one.
Burn that.
I don't feel that is at all.
You don't think that people are honest or trustworthy?
Above
average? Because I don't agree with that. A lot of people I know probably aren't trustworthy or loyal or honest.
I was going to say, like, there's probably strangers.
70% of the population?
It's a bit.
I feel verbally groped when I talk with you.
It's got to be a bit.
I think it is a bit. I'm going to hide under the desk when she's doing her afternoon show, and I'm going to just start stand up, and I'm just going to start talking.
Go on.
This is your bit. I just sit here.
Okay.
I got some bored with that story. I'm working on the microphone.
All right, then I'll move on. Then that. So other than that, Taylor Swift. She's back in the news.
Why?
And she has good news for everybody because she's regained control of all her music.
Oh, thank God.
And she made this announcement on Friday. She said, quote, "The best things that I've ever been, that have ever been mine, finally actually are."
I don't know how she could, like, re-record if they didn't belong to her.
I get that. Like, why? Like, Marilyn Manson just did In the Air Tonight. He had to get Phil Collins' approval to do it.
Yeah, like, you know, I don't know how. It's like re-recording a something. Something that's copied. Something that's copywritten, even though it was hers.
It's roted, first off. Roted. If you say that you written something last night, it's people roted. Are going to say, no, you wrote it last night. So it's copyrighted.
Yeah.
I'm doing that for the immigrants who are having a tough time coming here learning our stupid language.
They're like, oh, man.
Doesn't make sense.
They give up.
You drive on Parkway and then park on Driveway. I do not get.
You need to learn how to talk, Mama.
So how did all this happen? Taylor, she bought the rights back from Shamrock Capital, who bought her catalog from Scooter Braun, who, remember, the whole thing, uh-huh, and taking it. So he scooped them up from under her nose. So now she's got the whole rights back.
Just shows you what kind of person Scooter Braun is. That he wouldn't even offer or tell her that, hey, these are coming up, I'm getting them. Would you like to buy them back?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
After all, this is your hard work and creativity and, you know, IP, but...
But at the beginning, though, it takes somebody to... I do see this on both sides. Like, they take advantage of young artists, certainly. Yeah. They always have. Motown, Nashville, all genres of music. But it's only then... It's like life. You get older, you learn how things work and who's BSing you and who's not. And you're like, okay, well, now I realize I screwed up. I'd like to get those rights back. But when you're young and dumb and full of stuff, you will sign any contract.
Well, because you think
Fatboy gave his soul to Mark Hendricks.
That people are decent and
South Campus.
They're not trying to suck the blood out of you. But in fact, if you have a little bit of talent, everybody's going to take a piece of what they think they can from you. And look what they did to Elvis Presley.
It's like the song says, every time you go away, you take a piece of meat with you.
It's me. Difference of opinion. I'll look it up on lyrics for you. He's shaking his head no to me.
You heard it one way, I hear it the other.
If you want to take a meat piece of meat.
You're thinking about you going to the BMW Pro-Am.
God, hey, look.
It was a bottle of wine.
Somebody hook us up.
It wasn't a piece of meat.
We used to get clubhouse tickets. I'm trying to get a clubhouse
tickets. We're not what we used to be in this town, dude. I had to pay parking at the Spartanburgers game, all right? Yeah. Okay?
Did you see the guy just looking at us?
I paid money to appear. Why, I don't know, but they offered me money to go and appear.
You're just famous.
Come out of the cave, almost a closet, and that's not ever. Oh. Yeah.
How about I'm asking the guy a question, and then he just looks at me. Like he just, and his skinny buddy with him just, you know, kind of looks
his
at me too.
Skinny buddy?
Well, the question was, if I take this hat, will y'all tell anybody? And I said, they've got cameras.
I must send a lot of rhetorical questions on social media, too, because I see they get looked at but not answered. So,
why does he become a klepto every time we go out in public with this fool?
Well,
I'm like, hey, do you have to have credentials? Like, does that cover parking? Oh, he's just looking at me.
That was covered in the email. It's like, you know what? That was covered in the van. And you had to move that, too, because you park where fire departments park.
Like, guess what, buddy? I didn't see any free parking around the street. So,
I called that person a jackass privately. And when I say that privately, I mean under my breath.
Okay.
I just verbalized it now on the radio.
All right, then. Well, there's a new term when you're going out.
Boofing.
No.
Super boof.
That's in your neighborhood.
Super boofer.
So when you walk into a place, people are saying, welcome in. It's become the new greeting at stores.
Welcome in.
Welcome in.
Is that German? Is that how the Germans say...
And they're not sure why it happened, according to the Wall Street Journal. But now people are saying, welcome in.
Okay.
Now, I'm not going to say that.
Why not?
It just sounds, nobody says,
welcome in. Thanks for coming in.
Welcome
y'all
in.
Y'all come in the house like they used to say
y'all
it fast
come
when
in.
They mismanaged it and went out of business. That was a good one. But nobody says, welcome in.
I notice a lot of businesses now, they say things like, we would love to, or let me think of the way it was worded the other day. Oh, no, we're happy to do this. We're happy to do this. Like that's used in a lot of business talk. We're happy to do this. We're happy to do this. You know why you're happy to do that? Because I'm giving you money.
It's one of those situations where you have to say something.
Yes.
But you can't say the wrong thing.
It's like a prostitute. Oh, $300 for a blank blanket? I'm happy to do that. I would be too. If I was a hot woman, I would be rich as hell. And I'd probably be a whore. But guess what? God gives us all talents for certain reasons.
Hot, rich, whore?
Yeah.
What's the best kind?
A rich one.
Well, a poor one. That's kind of sad.
Uh-oh. It's a family member there asking me not to say that.
It makes you wonder, like, I'm going to give you $40 for all of this. Like, this seems like I'm ripping you off. But
you okay. Set the prices. Okay.
And welcome in is probably nice as a greeter because, you know, certain stores, there's nobody working at the register.
Amen.
They're just standing outside, so maybe that's the thing.
Is this $40 to uncover some prep age?
We're just all going to welcome you in, and we'll help you if you need it, but we're just going to stand it instead.
Well, or like at the grocery store or even Walmart or whatever, like I prefer to self-scan, especially when you can use the gun on this. You don't have to pull the crap out. Like if you got drinks, you can just scan them yourself. But then you get that one person who stands there like they're the guard, a prison guard, sitting there at their little table sitting there, and they're looking at you. And you can be just scanning and doing it the right way, and you feel, though, they're looking at you like, I want to see your hands at all times. I don't want to see you. Did you scan that? I'm like, I'd rather make you go work than me sit here and feel like you think I'm trying to rip you off, Ingles, or whoever.
Dude, a buddy of mine's a manager. He's like, we called it skip scanner. I said, how do you know? He said, it shows up on my phone. I can see the camera, what they scanned, and they ran up $360 worth of stuff, but they did it wrong because they kept scanning the something real cheap over and over and over. But they did it too many times.
Well, so that YouTube video, I don't know if I sent it to
Stupid
you or
criminals.
Not, but there was a guy doing it. He finally got busted doing it with sports cards at Walmart. He'd put a UPC code on his hand, and when he would go and scan something, he was scanning his hand, which was something that was only like a dollar or two.
Oh, that's and he's brilliant.
You know, but really $40, $50, $60 ball card boxes.
You're the only PIC.
Just
pay for stuff.
Just pay for it. Don't.
Well, you are in the long run.
Yeah, but the people
that if you steal.
What do you like worse, or what do you prefer, a liar or a thief? I know you don't like either one, but down deep, like I think a thief I hate worse. But oftentimes they're both. The thief is a liar.
But
too.
You know you can't. Yeah, it's they're lacking in integrity and morals and values.
If you're not a good liar, I don't like it because.
So you're doing both.
You're not good at it, but you do it anyway. You think you're pulling the wool over my eyes. That's what I don't like.
Because
talk about you, Paige.
No, I work in retail, and I know I've seen the nicest people steal things, which is really shocking to me. That I know.
Yeah. I've also heard about those women's bathrooms in retail stores.
Oh yeah,
being trashed.
No,
where they're everywhere.
They do everything.
That's what I meant by trash. Sir.
And they steal things in there. I find tags and
it's
things
like Michael
that.
Jackson that time.
I'm gonna pop some tags and take a dump in the bathroom.
They were throwing feces at me in the bathroom.
No, I just I'm just shocked at how nasty people are.
It's like Donkey Kong with Dookie instead
of
bananas.
I'm shocked.
Dookie Kong.
That people don't have any pride in themselves. Like they would leave a bathroom like, well, you know you did that. Wouldn't you just?
It's these young millennials that are damn doing it.
Millennials.
When you blew up a toilet, would you not tell somebody?
Yes, I'm taking pictures. I'm telling everybody.
When you break a toilet or stop it up?
She said
blow it up.
I mean, if you're made a mess, you would just, I don't know.
If you're leaving a couple hot loaves, like impressive ones.
What if you're flushing cherry bombs like you used to do back in the day just for fun?
But it's not.
You flush it at the right time where it would still bust the line?
But if you pee-pee, you can still flush the toilet. If women,
I only number two.
It's hard to flush a chest piece, so think about
two. That. Well, women don't flush either way.
You They're don't not, flush?
No, do I fly.
Mark, it was her.
No.
She snuck in and framed us.
I use my foot to flush the toilet.
Oh, let me get the hot music. Hang on.
I just put my foot up and flush it.
Have you ever put your foot up there to like flush it and
It falls in.
The former employee steps out from behind the commode, starts sucking your toes.
No, yeah. It's never happened.
What are you flushing?
Do you flush specifically with one foot or the other one? Like, are you a lefty or a righty when it comes to foot flushing?
Probably right.
Plus, do you take your shoe off to flush it?
Like, well, I'm walking on the bathroom. It's already unsanitary walking into that bathroom.
So, yeah, you take the shoe off. And then
I walk into
the
bathroom. And I try not to walk.
I'd lick the floor on the way in like a lizard.
You would. But you probably flush with your hands, so that's okay.
Fat boy wins the battle just then.
I don't flush. I mean, I really don't sometimes. Let's see how bad it gets.
You know. Is this at home or just everywhere?
It's mainly here.
You know, I heard about you.
I heard about you.
We don't have automatic flushers.
No. I mean, if we did, like, this segment would have went to down the toilet like 3 minutes ago.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
No, it's not your fault. It's,
that's what I blame.
Clearly, who hired you? Good morning, everybody.
So mean.
I need some help waking up.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
That works.
The Rise Guys rule.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Rise, guys, I got show number for the fuck off Friday. Pick up and dial 864-241-4318. 241-4318. 241-4318. 241-4318.
If you ever ask me in public what that number is, I sing it to you because I.
He will too.
Let's play at least two here.
Okay.
Well, here's a lady who says, you know what? If you don't like our show, talking about this one you're listening to right now. Don't listen. Even if somebody on the show ruins it for you, like they do with her. So it's kind of a half heat.
Did they name the person that does it for her?
Well, they named the person.
864.
Yeah.
241. Don't forget, my mom just died. It's quick how that turns, okay. Isn't it? I had like probably a month where everybody's like, all right, we won't mess with him now. And then suddenly,
it's up.
My videos on Instagram are nothing but hateful. Oh. Well, it's traffic talk. 864-241-4318.
Okay, so I'm sitting here listening to the FOF line like I always do. And every Friday, some dickhead has got to get on here and bitch and complain about someone or all of y'all on the Rise Guys. Let me tell you something. If you don't like them, if they piss you off, then f***ing quit listening. Please, f***ing quit listening. Because I get sick of hearing you bitch about it. You either like them or you don't. You don't like them, you don't listen. I had problems with Fat Boy, so void of anything that I just got irritated. But you know what? As a whole, I like the show, so I'm going to let that go. Just if you don't like them, don't listen to them. The Rise Guys have got me through so much in the last 2 years, just making me laugh. So any minute thing that they might do to piss me off, I'm going to let go because I like them.
Oh, so you've been through a lot of S. That would explain your breath.
No. I would love to hear the uncut version. Not for the cuss words, but the little edit there where she said something about Fat Boy. And then
she said I was devoid of anything, whatever that means.
Okay. Okay. Devoid. Okay.
I have a GED.
I thought she said avoiding anything. So I thought something was taken out there.
She should have heat with you for mishearing. But no, got heat with me.
Oh, if you only knew how sweet he is.
You want to get to the guy we've been teasing in the clip.
Yeah.
He talks really fast. But he hates his coworker, which we kind of picked up on.
Uh-oh. And that person seems to be a little person.
It just got to be right. Where's the kid?
864. Yeah, that's what we're saying. It might be his child. We don't know. 864-241-4318.
This for that short, bald motherfucker in the front of the motherfucking building. You short motherfucker sitting in your damn high chair. That mother is literally a high chair in the chair because you're so f***ing short. When you damn sit on the toilet, your f***ing feet swing. And it's a f***ing mini toilet. You short piece of motherfucking s***. Sell some damn used cars and leave the f***ing alone, you f***ing bastard.
I think it is his child. I do.
If you can make out what he said.
He said bald.
Bald.
Maybe in a way of reverence. Bald. Bastard, so he doesn't have another
dangling
one.
Feet.
He doesn't know who the mom is, perhaps.
Oh.
That'd be weird. 864-241-4318. That is how you can complain about anything you want to, any person you want to, a particular road, department of transportation.
Groups of people. That's cool, too. I'd be damned if I sit here and catch hell for ordering cheeseless pizza, by the way.
Only you.
I mean, people were being dick. Yeah, it's Friday. What's with the dickheady attitude? You must be the every other week paycheck people. I get it. I am one of those as well.
Oh, you order perfect when you go every time, I guess.
Some Fridays you're in a nicer mood than others. But, yeah, I didn't I wasn't being I was making fun of myself when I said I did not choose on DoorDash which bun I wanted on. Thus, Chick-fil-A did not send me bun. The joke's on me. I'm not making fun of them.
Where does all the messed up food go? Is there like a void?
I ate it still.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you're not going to let it go to waste.
Right. I get it.
All right, 864-241-4318. Fat Boy, what might we hear here?
Well, we're going to hear a guy talk about You know what? He has some good advice for you.
Okay.
Buy American. He's not happy with his work situation.
Oh. He must, Well, what is the term? I've said it twice this week already. Assembled. Assembled in America. Not made in America. Assembled in America. Yeah. Which could mean something like packaging it up and putting it in a box.
Yeah, good luck finding where that is.
Right. This is the FOF line.
Yeah, I just want to say, you, how the hell are you going to work 7 days a week for the past 8 months, and then all of a sudden you're going to cut us off and tell us, oh, you have to make cutbacks now that the tariff is starting to affect the company. You got to give us a 2-day notice. You can expect us to work on a Saturday, and then you're going to let us go that evening. Oh, my God. You're not even thinking about the families that are in need, the families that of the people that have spent their weekends and their nights every day of the week trying to make your money just so they can just bend over and take it. I'm so sick of this shit. If I got any advice for anybody who's listening, buy American.
I'd like
Man,
to, buddy.
That sucks.
I really would.
Like, they made them work on the, make a, work a weekend and then fired them afterwards.
That's just terrible.
Me. So the way the system is, as far as, you know, labor force goes in this country,
it's
put on some Rage Against the Machine and go protest. 864.
I made him sound like a drag queen lesbian. Yeah, I apologize.
Really kind of hot.
A smoking drag queen.
Hot talk.
It sounded like somebody from San Francisco with COPD.
That's already the boss's favorite movie. He's going to get
San
mad now.
San
Francisco. He does.
He loves it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got the little doll up here on the desk if you want to press the
Remember,
button.
Like, that, back in November, it's like, who'd you vote for? He's like, Pedro, duh.
He did.
All right, we're going to do another one here?
Oh, we'll do another one.
Okay.
I just want to say you to all the people that do not tip. You expect us to do your shop orders, to deliver your groceries, with our personal vehicles, and you sorry motherfuckers don't want a tip, we will reject your orders every fucking time. Hell, some drivers even have a fucking list of you people. So if you don't get your orders, that's fucking why. Suck a dick. Y'all fucking suck.
Okay.
That's the name of the company.
By all means, tip.
I saw a guy doing this yesterday, and it looked not fun. He had to eat a lot of stuff.
Delivering groceries?
Well, he's got to pick it and then deliver it on top of that. So he's got his little phone. He's got to scan each item he picks.
Oh. That just seems like so frustrating.
It's laziness. I don't care if you got 13 kids. Go to the damn store.
I have the one, but I did it just out of time. Like, you know. Plus, I look at it as I'm not lazy. I'm helping the economy. But yes, it's been laziness a lot too. But, what was the other thing she said?
Tip. They use their personal cars.
Personal cars. Oh, yeah. All that stuff. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, look. There's a service for everything.
Yeah.
Can't knock it.
There is. Except we still can't have liquor delivered to our house in South Carolina.
Oh, that's a good thing.
No.
864-241-4318.
This guy here might have a stroke at work. Not a bunch of them.
Oh.
In a short period of time, but just like one.
Whoa.
Because he works in a hot environment. His boss is trying to kill him.
Wow.
Boy, it is that time of year where, like, at the farm, like, there's a couple doors that, with the humidity, the doors expand.
Oh, yeah.
And you can't open them all the way. It's
I
weird.
I remember that one studio that was so hot, and we had to leave the door open.
Oh, well, that was left open for farts as well.
It was.
Yeah, this is the FOF line.
What is up with South Carolina's stupid-ass laws about not having to have air conditioners in warehouses where people work, sit there, sweat their f***ing asses off every damn day, 95 to 100 degrees in the f***ing warehouse, and nobody knows how to use an air conditioner because it's South Carolina law that they don't have to. They should have to have air conditioners where people are working. It's f***ing bullshit.
I mean, look, you go the extra mile for your employee.
Meow.
Yeah, I mean, why?
Yeah, but keep it in a warehouse air-conditioned.
It's expensive.
By proxy, the warehouse is not insulated for that.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games, offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNCs apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Whatever they can.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
Break it down.
Live from callrob.com studio in Greenville, South Carolina. It's time to say, hey, famous people celebrating a birthday on this day, June 2. Happy birthday.
Oh, suck it. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
We double suck. She doesn't have any theme music because she is a Chinese comedian lady. She was in Crazy Rich Asians.
Is it Joko Ono?
It's not. God, that's good, though. Dude, please remember
that
because
I'll write it down.
That's
that
a bit.
That was brilliant.
I have some connection to, like,
that was from the gods of humor.
Off the table humor.
She was in Shang-Chi. I don't know if you saw that. That was a good movie. Marvel movie. Shang-Chi.
Yeah.
And the Rings.
Oh, no. I saw the movie. Well, the movie I think about had John Cena in it.
We're talking about Awkwafina.
Yeah, that was her. Yep. Oh, I like her. She went like some kind of lottery thing.
I saw she was in that. I didn't see that one.
Yes, it was not a bad little movie.
He's got another movie coming out. It's like he's like Nicolas Cage. You can't keep up.
That's what I have. I have her name on my bottle.
She's got it. She's got an Awkwafina.
I do.
We are an Awkwafina building.
I wonder why. God, I have no idea. I can't tell. I mean,
I'm not a big fan of her. Overall,
I'm not a fan of. I wonder how Awkwafina, which I think is owned by Coca-Cola, how they feel about that. Did Charles Schultz have issues with Snoop Dogg? I wonder. I wonder.
Chances 40. Are.
Lordy, Lordy, Awkwafina 40.
Oh, 38.
Awkwafina is 37 years old.
You're not correct.
You are not the good guesser.
Alan Jones.
It is Alan Jones' birthday from Gainesville, Georgia. Probably sitting there right now.
Probably. Great in-studio guest.
He was fun. You guys used to eat a Waffle House together.
One time.
NWA Anarchy.
Anarchy and Cornelia, Georgia. I remember, don't remember what I ordered. I don't remember what AJ ordered, but I remember our server's name. That was Moon Bear.
Moon Bear, wow.
Moon Bear. Moon Bear was a guy. Yeah,
he's probably Jordan the All Star. Remember, probably. I tried to order that. You want some what? The All Star.
All Star. Want some up dog with it? No, ask me what that is. We don't have it.
That was the last time we did it when we had to explain, like, tell them, please say,
what'd you
what's
say?
Up dog?
What do you mean? What's up dog? No, say it. AJ.
See what he wants.
AJ is 47. 40, yeah.
45.
Close. 48. Big Alan Jones. He was born 77, I believe.
Well,
give my damn mouse. What are you doing?
Tom, give it back to him.
Take my mouse.
That boy's mouse is
He's
Jerry.
He's losing his mice.
This is the new theme to Let's Make a Deal. It is the host of Let's Make a Deal's birthday.
That is?
Mr. Wayne Brady.
Oh.
Wayne, not Wang.
It's not Wang Brady.
He come out as bisexual, and he's buddies with his wife and her new husband, which is kind of weird, but whatever. Like, they got divorced, and she hooked up with some new dude, and he's like, you know what? We can all be buddies.
You know, this is where I'm just being, honest. When I hear that a woman is bisexual, I'm like, all right. But when I hear about a man, I'm like,
he's a little hotter.
No, I'm just being very honest with my sexistness. It's sexist. Right, I know it is. I just, when I hear, I'm like, no, you're just gay.
Because that's not, like, you know, appealing to women, right, if that happens. Because you're thinking the same thing. Like, well, you're gay. Like, you don't want a dude that's been with another dude, right? Like,
I just occasionally think people fall in love with the person, not the sexuality. I don't understand that, but where you can be attracted to both sexes, that it doesn't matter.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying that it matters, but it just when they hear that, I'm like, I don't know that that's going to get you a lot of women, though, by saying that, even if you are into both.
But for me, I only fall in love with men.
I lied to you, by the way. This is actually porno music. This is not game show music.
Oh, this is from Let's Make a Dildo. That's the the sexy crafting show that comes on at noon. Wayne Brady, I'll say, is 59.
60.
I was surprised by this. 53 years old for Wayne Brady.
Oh, we're
Jimmy Wayne Yang.
Jimmy Wayne Yang. He was a cowboy.
This gentleman just went into the WWE Hall of Fame.
Did you
ever take a ride on the Lex Express in the 90s? You probably didn't, because it didn't last long.
What do you have to do to get into the Hall of Fame?
Don't know, because there's some in there. I don't understand why they're in there.
Agreed.
Ask the question.
But you know, Lex, there's not like, there's not a set criteria. It was usually just whoever Vince wanted to put in.
Oh, okay.
But still odd, though, that Triple H is, like, let's say there's an Odyssey Hall of Fame, like Odyssey Greenville Hall of Fame, the company we work for, and Mark Hendricks, first year that he's over it, he puts himself in. That's what Triple H did this year. I thought that was so lame. I mean, dude, like all these people have been retired for like 50-something years, 40 years, whatever, and you're going to go in before – bull.
Triple H is going to go in – well, he'll go in again with Evolution. So he'll be in three times, DX, singles, and Evolution.
Yeah.
Luger wasn't – look, I don't have an issue with him being in the hall. He was never good on the mic.
No, he had no charisma. But, I mean –
but he had the look.
Yeah.
Was he able to wrestle?
I mean, he was decent.
No, I never thought he was. I mean, I hate to say it. He's a good person now.
I'm going to put him up there with Goldberg as far as like just big.
Oh, I'm sure he appreciates that. I would say Lex Luger is 66.
Sounds good to me. 66. I don't even know what he looks like.
What?
I don't.
What? You know, you're close. Lex Luger's 67.
67 now.
Years old. But you know what? He's up and walking thanks to Dally.
Dally.
So that's good.
I'll have to Google.
Google pre-1999.
You might get horned up a little.
Well, I see that. Someone from SNL.
Dana Carvey.
Yeah.
Which is...
Oh, he had a body.
He's one of the more... Oh, Dana Carvey. Yeah, he's hot. He's one of the more versatile cast members ever.
Dana Carvey.
Very funny at times. Dana?
66. I'll go
68. I'll go 69.
Dana Carvey is a big one. Big 70.
Oh.
Dennis Haysbert's birthday, Pedro Serrano, 71 years old. The Beaver, Jerry Mathers. Take a quick guess because this actually surprised me.
75.
83. 77. See, I thought he was in his 90s, maybe. And happy heavenly birthday to Charlie Watts, Rolling Stones.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Jerry Mathers looks like Jerry the King Lawler, like in the face.
Jerry the King Mathers.
It's like they got old, but they still have that baby face. So wild. Like Mickey Rooney. Not in that one movie, but in most movies.
He looks like what they're doing with the AI babies now.
What?
They're taking like movie scenes and people and making them AI babies. That's why I had Baby Pinky from Next Friday.
I saw Baby Dusty Rhodes doing the Hard Times promo the other day, and I'm like, I don't know that I like this.
That's because
now they're going to start. Like, do you want to see Goodfellas as babies?
They've already done it. That's
God
the other one I saw.
Yes.
The scene where I amuse you. I'm a clown. I amuse you.
I swear to God, I did not know that. God. Yeah. See, I mean, there's going to be. We'll get the Baby Network. We can watch all your favorite movies. I'm not a smart baby, but I know what love is. Like, no, I don't want to watch Baby Gump.
Baby Gump.
Baby Gump.
Baby Gump.
Baby Gump.
Well, I want to see four women and a baby. Well, you can.
What about old Potato Face from The Last of Us? I mean, she looks like one of those babies now.
You're wrong for that.
Why, well, she catches so much hell. She's going to be the new Buzz Lightyear. That's funny.
Tomorrow. Oh, I didn't know they were doing another one. Oh, yeah. Yeah, but...
Live action.
But that's what I was saying. We don't know where the kid is. So, like, is this his kid now playing? Because that kid's old.
Or did they get discarded in the thrift store?
They've used that already. This should be somewhere where, like, somebody collects the toys and keeps them boxed up and don't let them out to play. But they're a collector. Oh. So they keep them boxed up like a
pop vinyl. And they suffocate to death?
Maybe they don't suffocate, but maybe they're, like... Oh, somebody has to break them out of their Funko boxes.
They got trafficked to another country in a container.
They'd be home. That's where they're made.
Oh, that's true.
Going home. Going back to China. Ooh. And Taiwan.
I'm going back to China.
Will you come back tomorrow and join us? The All Advice Show. Once a month we do it. We've got a couple here. I'll tell you one that allegedly is going to happen. And I say allegedly. This is all depending on the people not changing their minds. We have a guy that ran into an ex-girlfriend and literally by happenstance, if you believe the guy's story, and now his wife is very, very upset about this. So he's going to ask us, A, should she be mad about this? And B, what would you do?
What you going to do?
John Quinones.
John Quinones.
What you finna do?
So if you know something you're going to need advice about, you can email us to theriseguys@aol.com. Include a phone number on there, and we'll get at you. Thanks for listening. Have you a blessed day. Wash your hands, get the podcast, and God bless America. It is good. Talk to you all the way out.
Hey, P1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Bye, baby, bye.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.